Okay, we'll go with this then. You just got. We will look a little heavy on the left side today.
Nobody to the right.
I'm over.
You're over there. Okay, Traps is over there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, it is definitely warm today. We're one short. Hopefully, here one of these Sundays when I'm going to do the children's message, we're going to have enough here, and we're going to do something that I like to do a bunch, and we're going to play a little baseball game. How about that? But not today. So today, I have a tree out in front of my yard, and there are no leaves on it, and it's just standing out there all by itself. And if you look at it, it's just as dead as dead. It's just a dead tree. But it's so tall that I'm afraid to cut it low because of where it's got to go. It's just not going to fit. So I figured yesterday I'd get out there and I would throw a rope up. And the one place I went up was pretty high up there. It took me a while to get that rope up there around it and then to drag a bigger rope up. Because what my plan was once I got it up there, because it is a dead tree, that I could shake that thing back and forth and rock it around and the top of it would fall out, you know, most of the top of it anyway. And then it would probably be short enough that I could go ahead and cut it down and let it fall where I needed it to. Well, I'll let you know that I got that rope up there and I got it all tied off and went out there in the yard and started pulling and swaying on that thing. And I got it to where it was all the way over touching another tree limb and everything and back and forth and back and forth. And finally, I ran out of gas. And it didn't break nothing. Obviously, that tree is not dead. Just doesn't have no leaves on it. So it got me to thinking about things that I see out in the world. And sometimes you'll see people. Well, let me start off with this. Some things y'all don't know about is before I started coming to church and was saved again, because I was saved when I was very young, and then I wandered away from God. But then I came back. Thank the Lord and all the people here for that they've kept me around. But there were people that I dealt with and was around back in those days that were not doing the things they should be doing, me included. They were some very bad people. But one thing that always amazed me was I would run into some of these people that were not doing the right things, and you know that they could talk about the Bible. They knew that thing inside and out. It amazed me. This person, this scraggly, dirty person, knew the Bible inside and out. And other people that I knew that were fine, upstanding citizens that went and did their stuff every day like they were supposed to, did not know it. They couldn't tell me a thing about it. Like myself, I do nothing about the Bible really. I know who Jesus was. I knew He was my Lord and Savior. But I couldn't tell you verses or any of that kind of stuff. So, when I got to thinking about that tree up there looking all scraggly and broke down, when I went pulling on it and realized that thing was stronger than I thought it was, like I said, it got me to thinking that sometimes you, as the old saying goes, you can't judge the book by its cover, right? But even though these people knew the book, they weren't doing right by it. And the ones that were doing right didn't know the book. Now, what kind of sense does that make? Well, here's my point. God gives us choices. People chose to read that book and not follow it. And other people were just led from their hearts that they knew, because God puts that in us from the beginning. They knew what was right and what they should do. And they just did it. Right? So, we all have our choices. I myself am going to encourage you to read the Bible and to learn the words that God speaks and that Jesus has spoken. To learn more about His philosophies and how He looks at things and the reasons why we should do things that we should do. And even though we have that little bit in us that tells us this is the things we ought to do, His words will reinforce that and give you more reason and more of a better idea and understanding as to why we should do them. Okay? And I try to live better by that every day. I'm always falling short, though. But I'm going to keep trying and keep learning. And I appreciate y'all for coming here with me today. And that shows me right there that you all are also trying to learn and get better. And I thank you.